Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. So good to be back. Back in the chairs. Back home from Provincetown. Although we did have a lovely time, I would say.
We had a lovely time.
More on that in the Come Through Queen Patreon pre-show.
Wow.
Along with the other two, and just like that, The Bear, Finding Fire Island, the new hit podcast.
Yeah. Thread.
Threads. All that on the pre-show. But main episode, wow. Almost worthy of getting an emergency episode a la Vanderpump Rules.
When this dropped, I thought about it, but then I was like, I've been walking all day.
I know. Well, it was at like 4:58 p.m. July 3rd, Monday.
Yeah.
That this drops.
The first part.
The first part.
Yeah.
Which is like masterful, really.
I mean, you gotta give it to the PR gods.
You gotta give it to them. Because like, of all the July 3rds, like this was like the haziest one.
Yeah.
You know? So, of course, we're speaking about the news that dropped first from People magazine. Headline, Kyle Richards and Mauricio Umansky have, quote unquote, separated after 27 years of marriage, exclusive. So they wrote, Kyle Richards and Mauricio Umansky have separated after 27 years of marriage, People confirms. A source close to the pair tells People, Kyle and Mauricio have been separated for a while now, but are living under the same roof. Mm-hmm. They remain amicable as they figure out what's next for them and their family. That was pretty much it for the People magazine info drop. But the fact that like People magazine is confirming it was like the news itself.
People magazine is Bible. Like People magazine is not going to put out news where they haven't done the proper fact checking. It's not like In Touch Weekly. No offense to In Touch Weekly.
Radar Online.
Yeah.
Okay. So then next. Now this has been rumbling for a while now. And like we were aware of the rumors for weeks at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bravo Historian has been on this beat for some time.
Sure.
Talking about Kyle Richards and her relationship with musician Morgan Wade.
Right.
So Page Six reports this. Fans question Kyle Richards' relationship with country singer Morgan Wade amid Mauricio Umansky's split. They wrote, Bravo fans are questioning the close relationship following the news of the split after People reported on Monday that they have separated, many internet sleuths suggested that Wade may have had a role in the breakup. Just weeks before the separation made headlines, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star posted a carousel of photos to her Instagram captioned, quote unquote, life lately. While Wade was featured twice in the slideshow, Umansky wasn't pictured with his wife at all. In fact, he hasn't appeared on her feed in months. In one shot, Richards, 54, and Wade, 28, posed for a mirror selfie after a gym session. In the second snap, they flashed smiles for a selfie while on vacation together in Aspen, Colorado. The post led many to question why the reality TV star has seemingly been spending so much more time with the quote-unquote psychopath singer than her husband.
Psychopath is the name of one of Morgan's songs.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I will say, Page Six will write anything based on just a few tweets.
Yeah, of course.
So keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind.
And then, did you want to talk about the statement that Kyle and Mauricio then...
I have that pulled up. Perfect. So that was shared by Kyle and Mauricio. Kyle posts, in regards to the news that came out about us today, any claims regarding us divorcing are untrue. Okay, side note, this was posted at like midnight on July 3rd.
Also, listen to the wording.
Okay.
Divorcing is the word that she uses.
Yeah. Because
people said separating.
People said separated. She continues, however, yes, we have had a rough year. The most challenging one of our marriage. But we both love and respect each other tremendously. There's been no wrongdoing on anyone's part. Although we are in the public eye, we ask to be able to work through our issues privately. While it may be entertaining to speculate, please do not create false stories to fit a further salacious narrative. Thank you for the love and support, Kyle and Mauricio.
So my question is, first,
sure.
The People article was written by Dave Quinn,
yeah.
Who is, if there's one journalist who is closer to Bravo and all the housewives,
yeah.
It's him.
Yeah.
He's the closest. And
they text him.
Yeah. My question is, why wouldn't Kyle, because I'm sure she was reached out to,
yeah.
Why wouldn't this statement come through People Magazine and Dave Quinn as part of the first drop?
Yeah.
And I don't know. It feels to me, Kyle's a very savvy person.
Yeah.
It feels to me like this is all on purpose.
In what way?
Like, it feels to me that Kyle could potentially be shifting the narrative to become like a victim of the media in this situation.
Okay.
By letting this People thing go out and then releasing their own statement on their quote-unquote own terms, even though their own statement doesn't say anything that makes the People Magazine story wrong.
Sure. Yeah, it's true. Because, I mean, the story even says, like, they're still living under the same roof.
So, I don't know. I'm, like, I hate to be conspiracy theory-ish here, but, like, it makes you think.
Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, filming is wrapped, but I do think Kyle and Mauricio's relationship is going to be a storyline because Kyle was on Teddy's podcast, Two Teas in a Pod.
Two Teas in a Pod, call it by its name.
Talking about how her relationship is being brought up this season and she's annoyed by that because it's like, when you bring something up, then it becomes a storyline and like now everyone's talking about it. So it sounds like it's definitely part of the story.
Yes. So I don't know. Also, Kyle has a lot of like rumors around her these days, like the whole Ozempic rumors that she's trying to get ahead of and like all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
It's going to be, is this the Kyle Richards takedown season?
Wow. Lisa Vanderpump like laughing in the wings, huh? Too bad she's nowhere to be found.
Oh, yeah. And then once this news all came out, a Vanderpump like fan account that's like verified on Twitter posted like, true love never dies, with a photo of Lisa and Ken. And everyone thought that it was actually Lisa Vanderpump commenting.
Oh, my God. True love never dies. Wow. Okay. We got other big news that just dropped like shortly before we started recording.
Okay, so this is another people's story.
Bible.
Bible by Dave Quinn.
By Dave Quinn. He's like one of the four writers like of the books of the gospel.
Exactly. So Teresa Giudice and Melissa Gorgob will both return to Real Housewives of New Jersey next season alongside all castmates. So here's the story.
All hands on deck.
Amid the speculation that the upcoming 14th season of the reality hit would feature a cast shakeup amid the seemingly endless feud between the sister-in-laws, Teresa and Melissa, People has learned that the network has made return offers to both women as well as the rest of their season 13 co-stars. Verbal offers went out this week to Giudice, Gorga, Dolores, Margaret, Jen Aiden, Rachel Fuda, and Danielle Cabral, and Jackie Goldschneider and Jennifer Fessler will once again be friends of the franchise.
Wow.
No contracts have arrived yet, but filming for season 14 is said to begin in August.
A lot to say, really.
What do you have to say?
Number one, I think you and I both expected Teresa and Melissa to be back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's number one. Because like the ratings were great this year.
And where are they going to go?
Where are they going to go? Number two, I guess the friend of situation was a little bit of a surprise. We were hoping for a Fessler bump up. Didn't get it. We weren't hoping for Jackie's dismissal, but we were like
expecting
it.
It felt like a final goodbye.
Yeah. And possibly returning as a friend. And I guess the third thing I want to say is don't love us picking up in August. I kind of feel like let's wait till like after Labor Day or something.
Yeah, I mean, we wrote this fanfic a few weeks ago on this podcast. Yeah. We thought that the only way that these two were going to reconcile was the holidays.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get back to old school Jersey when they filmed around the holidays. They didn't even put cameras down during Christmas morning, though now knowing how TV works.
We were like, so stupid. Yeah. No, I mean, if we started Labor Day, maybe end Thanksgiving. Like Thanksgiving could have been our closer.
Yeah, or come together.
Yeah.
And that's the Thanksgiving table is a big table, very flippable.
Yeah. There's even a kids table you could grab. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm glad like the stupidity of like, remember the news cycle of like New Jersey is on pause? That was like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is another thing where like until you see it in People magazine, don't believe it. Like, don't believe just any random Twitter account or
thread account except for ours
that's just saying shit, because people will just say shit for clicks.
Yeah, people will say shit. Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm loving it. Shall we?
So we've been away for a long time.
We have some catching up to do.
So let's catch up.
I think in order would be Atlanta first.
Yes, let's go to Atlanta.
I think before we talk about this Atlanta, there was like a fun conversation happening on Twitter about like, okay, Candy was on a red carpet and was asked, what is your dream cast for next season? It's like, we're not even done with this season.
Yeah.
And we're like fantasizing about what the cast could be next season as if like, it should be different. Like Miami and Potomac and even Jersey aren't being asked like, what's your dream cast?
I know. And I think the cast that Candy named, only one of them is currently on the show still.
It's her and Kenya.
She said her, Kenya. She said Portia. She said Nene. And she said Kim Zolciak.
And Cynthia. Yeah.
Rude. But also like that cast is never gonna happen.
Yeah, truly never gonna happen. I mean, it feels like we could see Portia return.
And I've said it feels like, and I'm still gonna lay this on the table because we haven't seen her like one little scene this season, but it feels like...
Oh, you love this, yeah.
I don't love this. I just like feel like in my troll brain that this could happen, that Kim Zolciak could appear at this year's reunion and then be back on the show next year.
Yeah. And like, who knows? Like maybe Cynthia's laying the groundwork to pull a Taylor Armstrong since she filmed so much Beverly Hills this year.
It does feel like, from what I've heard from Cynthia, because she has been appearing on 2Ds in a Pod.
Oh.
She's the fill-in OC cap.
Yeah.
OC recapper.
How's she doing?
She's fine.
She doesn't strike me as a recapper.
She's never really seen the show before.
Like, truly meeting seven women for the first time.
Yeah, so it's fine. But she has been asked a bunch about, like, Beverly Hills, and especially, like, she's been popping up everywhere with Sutton.
Mm.
I think, like, Sutton brought her to some big event recently.
Yeah, yeah, I remember seeing her in a picture with Sutton and, like, other famous people.
Mick Jagger,
yeah. And that was when Portia said
Mac Jagger.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what Cynthia's, like, got to say?
I think she, like... She wants to be a friend of
Diamond,
probably more in Beverly Hills. She has this thing where she doesn't want to be a full-time cast member.
But that's what it's like Jackie saying that.
Yeah. Ugh. It's from the Jackie school of
a friend. Friends. No, but okay. So here's the thing with Cynthia. She moved out for chill. She's not chilling anymore.
She's not chilling.
So you just go do whatever you want.
Well, her thing about LA is she's doing a lot of, like, movies. I think, like, Taylor Armstrong level movies.
Watch out. Move over Taylor Armstrong and Heather Dubrow. We got Cynthia.
So Taylor. Apparently she's getting a lot of work, so she wants to have a bi-coastal moment.
Mm.
But she still does have Lake Bailey.
Okay. We were worried about that.
Yeah.
In a recent Patreon home bonus episode, we were worried. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were doing a lot of talking about Atlanta without talking about Atlanta. Drew filming her music video.
Good. I will say, Sparkles is like the big roller rink moment. Oh. It's like the big regional roller rink moment.
And that's where we were.
There used to be Sparkles right in front of where my mom lives, and that's where I used to hang out in, like, seventh grade.
Oh, my God. That is such a middle school thing.
Yeah.
And I was never invited.
Ooh.
The kids would always hang out either at the ice skating rink or the roller rink, and I was on, like, a Friday.
We did roller seventh grade, ice eighth grade.
Oh, so you, like, got upgraded.
I was invited.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. You hold on to these memories. No, actually, like, I famously should not have gone because I break my arm one time roller skating down a hill, like, 60 miles per hour.
Yeah. But Kenya calling this, like, the cheap version of Blow.
I mean, I was thinking that
the
minute we walked into the rink.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a Drew hater. I'm, like, a Drew lover. But the visuals didn't really match, like, the vibe of the song.
Right? We need to get you in there to advise.
Yeah. I should be producing the
music video expert.
Isn't it sort of like a sexy song?
Yeah.
Like a slow, sexy song.
But sometimes you can skate slow and sexy.
Yeah. It's not what I'm looking for, but we only like managed to get half the cast as usual this season. Like, we cannot get it together.
It's like, what are you doing?
What are we doing? Although I gotta say, I was semi-riveted by this, like, Drew's sister was the manager, and then
she had a mental break.
She battled with Ralph, and then she was banned from the home by Ralph.
And her, like, coming over at, like, after bedtime when he's already in bed.
And, like, the child is, like, reading her on the staircase. What is it with famous people hiring their family members? It seems like it always goes wrong.
Right, but you know what the impetus would be. It's like...
Oh, yeah, like, we're trying to, like, make money for everyone.
Yeah, like, I need an assistant. You don't have that great of a job, so here you go.
I know, but, like, how often do we hear about it not going well?
Yeah, what are examples of it going well? Like, the Kardashians?
I guess. But they weren't, like, each other's assistants.
Momager.
Oh, Momager. Well, yeah.
But, like, what's, like, a sibling who's hired?
A sibling that's hired, yeah. I can't, like, name them.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Okay, so we're working on the She by Trey baby collection. So, I'm sorry. Is this... Are the babies working out? Like, isn't this like gym clothes? Athleisure? Yeah. Athleisure.
But I mean, athleisure is okay. Baby clothes. Okay. Yeah. Whenever I see people go to the gym, I'm like, look at those babies.
Look at those babies working out. We got Marlo and Sonia talking about Marlo going on a date, mm-hmm. first date.
I will say, it was fun to be on the date.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's end of episode. We could jump there because it's not related to anything else, but it kind of reminded me in a way, because of the age thing, when Carol Radsville went on the date with Paimon, Lindsay Hubbard's like
fling.
Fling.
Yeah.
I was getting that like vibe for a minute where like there was like a shock of like, oh, you're this young.
Also, anytime these women are going on dates on these shows and it's like,
yeah,
what do you think these men agreed to? Like, what was the conversation that got these men to go on these dates?
Well, kind of, it feels like Sonia is the one who like originated this, like, come on this if you want, like, not even 15 minutes, but like 15 seconds of fame.
It's like, do they get to get a rate for going on?
A day rate? I don't know. When Marla was like complaining about rolling up and the restaurants in a strip mall.
Yeah.
Now, as the Georgian, isn't like
a lot of restaurants are in strip malls.
In the strip mall? Like very like New Jersey as well. Like, no offense, but like that's how the architecture is.
There are like great gay bars and strip malls in Georgia.
Yeah.
I will say.
So don't knock it till you enter the establishment, I guess?
Also, that just pings something in my brain. I get what this guy's getting out of it, obviously. Oh. We're promoting his business.
Oh, what was his business?
He works at the restaurant.
Oh, I knew he was like a chef. I didn't know like this was his restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
There's always something. You got like, who's the one on Roni who's like, you got to ask, who does this story benefit?
That sounds like a Bethany
quote. Oh, like a Bethany, like when it's in page six, like who does this story benefit?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You always got to be asking yourself those questions. Okay. We got a charade candy matriarch to matriarch, which kind of felt like this was like almost a scripted scene. It's like, okay, we're going to meet up. We're going to like laugh. We're going to like fight like crazy.
Yeah.
And then we're going to like just end it at the end of the scene.
Yeah. We're going to laugh on the way up the stairs too.
Yeah.
It's giving scripted. They're both like, is charade doing anything scripted these days? No.
Oh, like on the silver screen?
Yeah.
No, I don't, not to my knowledge.
She should.
She's busy wearing, making the baby clothes. But Sheree, truly, there's never been anyone like less passionate about their own like startup.
I know. All she wants to do is live in that big house.
She just wants to live.
But it's like to live, unfortunately, under this capitalistic system,
you gotta work. You gotta work.
I wish it was not like that. But
so put a little more pep in your step on like being excited about She by Sheree.
And like, let's do something else.
What is she going to do?
I don't know.
Live? No, I mean, she really, like for her to like take such offense to Candy, like kind of making fun of it. It's like, sweetie, everyone is making fun of it.
Yeah. You've been the butt of a joke for over a decade, a fashion show with no fashions.
Yeah.
You finally gave us a fashion show with something, but you couldn't give us a product.
Do you notice how many times this episode, like, we're including like text message narration and like graphic overlay?
Yeah, that's new.
Feels like we're really like padding the episode.
Yeah, but to like have somebody like Tev Candy have to read her text message in post.
Mm. Yeah. The whole storyline of like Todd's movie and then wanting to cast, like, Drew's perfect for this role. And Candy's like, I don't want to play opposite Drew.
Because Candy doesn't want to be typecast as a lesbian either.
Oh my God. I mean, Drew was a legitimate actress in movies.
Yeah.
So like,
step up.
The first one, not one of the many sequels.
She was with Channing.
She was Channing. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it for me and Atlanta this week.
I mean, yeah, like the date was fun, but there's like no news out of it, right?
Yeah. We gotta be getting like a mid-season soon, right?
We must. We're how many episodes in? Six?
I want to say maybe eight?
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Speaking of eight episodes, I think this might have been Martha's eighth episode. Somewhere else, Martha Vineyard.
To Martha.
Our season and hopefully not series finale.
I think we're going to get another season.
Yeah. I mean, to jump ahead for a moment on this conversation, mm-hmm. Preston being like, see you next summer. But okay. So this, I got to say, this was a well executed final episode.
Yeah.
You know, like we're kind of mm-hmm. like wrapping up a lot of stories and then like kind of getting all the players together. Mm-hmm. We have, I mean, Silas and Jasmine waking up hating each other.
That is like a horrible energy to have in a house too. Mm. Like a vacation house and have a couple that's like at odds.
All right. Could you have imagined in P-Town, me and Alex wanting to kill?
The good thing is that like, for some reason, you guys always end up teaming up. So...
We always
and wanting up... to kill others.
Oh my god, we want to kill others. Okay, so we're going on a little tour with Christy, mm-hmm. learning about the history of Martha's Vineyard.
I liked this.
I know this was great. In fact, like it almost felt like we could have maybe used this like episode one.
Yeah,
but it was fine as a closer as well.
Yeah,
I would say
for sure. I already knew all of this information because of I read Sonny Austin's book.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Sonny, oh my God. Sonny Austin should have hosted the Martha's Vineyard reunion.
That would have been great.
That would have been truly so iconic because Sonny Austin's name had been thrown around to Andy as a housewife.
Right.
But like maybe the correct route for her is like helping Andy host some reunions.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been like old school stunt casting from back in like the Mob Wives days.
Yeah.
Like when Joy Behar hosted a Mob Wives reunion.
Well, I mean, it was Joy Behar, Wendy Williams. Vivica Fox.
Wendy Williams also did like the A-list reunions.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dr. Drew did one Mob Wives reunion.
Get him off my screen.
You're not watching that. No, that would have been, oh my God, Sonny Austin. And if we could go back in time and like suggest this.
I know, but this,
yeah.
I feel like they were sitting on this show, Summer House Martha's Vineyard, and then they like realized, oh, we need to get it out before the summer.
Yeah.
Because like if we're going to get excitement, we need to get these people maybe back in a house at some point this
yeah.
summer.
I mean, they filmed this season in August, it sounded like. Mm-hmm. So it's not on the same trajectory of like
regular summer.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay. We have this great party co-hosted by Nick and Alex. Mm-hmm. And we have like people coming to perform. Mm-hmm. We have family members, significant others that were not present. Would have been great for John Legend and Chrissy Teigen to come. Alex's cousin, of course. We had cousins at the party.
Yeah.
And like people have always said, like, get Chrissy Teigen on Housewives.
No, get her on Martha's Vineyard.
Just get her as not even a guest, just like a little fun cameo, kind of like, oh my God, what's his, like, Rebecca Romijn and what's his face? Husband.
Mr. Man, yeah. Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell at the Denise Richards wedding.
Yeah.
Like, just like a little like Easter egg.
Yeah. Jennifer Tilly.
Well, no, Jennifer Tilly would be next level. Yeah. Jennifer Tilly's like not quite guest, but like recurring face, I would
sure,
say.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it'll happen next summer now that like it's established.
Yeah, now that the secret's out.
Yes.
About Chrissy and John. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just like had so many ideas watching this. Sonny Austin, Chrissy and John.
I mean, like Martha's Vineyard is full of celebrities all the time.
Oh my God.
Let's get so many people. Obamas. Yeah.
Okay. I did like that Jasmine was able to get real with Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And like take down the facade.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nick's girlfriend being surprise bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Manicure, pedicure, walking in.
It's just like, it's such a perfect moment given how...
Oof.
It was revealed earlier in the season where like he had been fuckboying about DMing all these girls.
And you're my wife.
Then he casually reveals that he has this girlfriend.
We could have really used Shanice here.
Yeah.
We could have, that was like one of the big plunders of the mm-hmm. season is like, we couldn't get Shanice here the full time.
I know.
And then of course we have, I want to say like reality television star Bria telling Tasia, like, oh, like, if, like, we were told about you a weekend after thinking he was single.
That is wild.
And Tasia just, like, standing in her power being like, no, like, I don't even doubt our relationship one mm-hmm. little bit. Like, I would be knocked off my socks.
Yeah.
If I was receiving that information.
Yeah. There is something about Nick, though. There's something about him.
Mm.
I don't
know. In a what?
Well, early on, I was drawn to him I realized his behavior.
Okay. Yeah.
But
so
yeah.
You see a charisma then is what you're
saying. I see
a
charisma. I see why she...
Uniqueness.
Yes. Oh, nerve and talent,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of being drawn to someone, Amir.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm glad it seems like him and Jordan were able to patch things up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and hopefully this is a lesson to him. I mean, he now is in a full blown relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe him and his girl can be the new, like
Silas,
the new mom and dad,
Silas and Jasmine. Could you imagine if we, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Silas and Jasmine again. No Watch What Happens Live appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And they were mother and father. How do you be mother and father and you're not on Watch What Happens Live?
They weren't a great mother and father.
It was like a broken home, really.
A house divided.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then like the party's still going on and the party's ending and mm-hmm. like Silas and Jasmine are like fighting about Tide pens back in the bedroom some
it's
more.
It's like, why are they always fucking fighting about laundry? It's like, who cares?
Oh no. This wasn't, no, I'm sorry. This was like, they were sitting alone, like in a little, outdoor like bench area mm-hmm. and they were fighting about laundry and then like the crew comes over to like get them on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have Simon getting super drunk.
I have heard from a second German who thinks his accent is a little put on.
Oh.
Remember when I said I had heard from German to the show, Gemma.
Yeah. So you have a second German on call.
Yes. Well, no. I heard it through.
Okay.
Gemma.
Oh, okay. So we're conferring with additional Germans.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Just bringing the information.
Good. Good. Okay. So he's acting.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it is what it is.
He's like, this is my character. Yeah. He's bringing character work.
He's at a murder mystery party.
Okay. So Bria's so pissed. The way Bria is like running around the house, running upstairs, like tugging Milo along, calling her mother at what felt like midnight at least. Like drunk meet me at midnight vibes. Could not imagine calling my mother drunk at midnight.
I'm trying to think.
I know. Well, you, I mean, you're like a Gilmore Girlian, so the rules are like different for you.
One time. Oh, wait, this is funny. No, it's not funny.
Oh.
It's kind of weird. Remember when that like bomb went off on 23rd Street?
Yeah.
So me, Jamie, and Honey were in a cab right near there.
Oh, yeah.
We could feel the vibrations. I remember, yeah. And we had been in Prospect Park all day. Mm. Like, at a picnic.
Sure.
So we all run to Jamie's apartment.
Oh.
We go upstairs and we all call our parents to be like, don't worry, we're safe. Oh. But like no one knew what we were talking about.
Yeah. Local news. Yeah.
Yeah. That was call my mom drunk at midnight vibes.
Well, I mean, good reason to. Yeah. So we have Summer, the titular Summer, trying to like coach Simon into fixing this. I gotta say, like, even though like the complaint was like you're putting your nose in other people's business, mm-hmm. what she was saying to him, like, I thought was helpful.
And he has a history on this show of like fucking up. Okay. Like him sitting in that hot tub
nudes. Yeah. With the nudes. Yeah. And, you know, we were teased this little fight. I was kind of like shocked to see Summer go at Bria first physically. Because, mm-hmm. it was a verbal thing, but then it was kind of history repeating itself because, like, Mariah was the one who touched Bria first as well. Yeah, that was interesting. But I was glad they woke up the next morning and, like, really patched things up.
Good.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta make up.
The before bed fight with Silas and Jasmine. God. You're not talking to your husband like that. I would have been like, yeah, I'm just not gonna talk to my husband, Mitch. Jeez.
His just like rules about like
rules and regulations.
His rules and regulations about like fucking the patriarchy. It's like, ugh.
I mean, he's essentially like, oh yeah, you know, once we get back home, back in our routine, like things will be better.
No.
I don't think you should.
I would think that, like, vacation, things should be good.
Oh, you know, I did not watch the Preston Watch Robins Live, mm-hmm. and I don't recall cast members commenting on it in prior Watch Robins Lives, but, like, what is the status of Jasmine and Silas? Are they, like, together right now?
I don't know. Are they on Instagram?
Oh, I guess we could like probably find that out, right? Instagram has all the answers, or maybe even they're threading about right now.
If they're threading.
They're threading. Yeah, I don't know. I just wonder if like, what is going on? Okay. On June 26th, Silas did post like a happy anniversary photo.
Oh, that's good.
So it seems like they're still together.
Oh, yeah. And she posted hers on the 27th. And Lindsay Hubbard commented, happy anniversary, cuties.
Oh.
But you know, liked by Lindsay Hubbard and Amir.
But you know how we've seen some of the Martha kids in the Bravo Cinematic Universe orbit?
Yeah.
I have seen not a split second of Silas and Jasmine.
Well, it looks like they've been with Hubbard at least at some point.
Or, I mean, it could have just been like true definition of a Bravo family. We're all following each other and like liking, commenting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Tula follows them too.
Good.
And Paige. And Danielle.
So I hate like leaving day vibes, especially like we just had that like in real life.
Oh, that's always the saddest.
Yeah. There's nothing sadder than leaving.
Yeah, I cried on the ferry.
Oh my God, you did?
And then I tried to take space to cry on the train, but then remember my story?
Oh my God. I wish you were like live tweeting it or something.
I know.
You were live texting
it. I was live texting it.
Brendan made a friend on the train.
Oh, yeah. Friend is a word.
How many hours is that train ride? Four and change?
Four and change. Yeah, and yeah. She told me she was going to leave me alone, but she kept on talking. And then she didn't know how to get to her hotel. And so I
helped.
And then she didn't know how to get into a cab. So I helped all that.
Yeah.
And then she called me the next day. And she said, I wanted you to know that if I die tomorrow, I love you.
Is that train comment or is that next day phone call comment?
Next day phone call comment.
Okay, in the sober light of day.
Yeah. She didn't sound sober on the phone. Okay. It was pretty late.
Okay, so it was like in the rehash.
Yeah, and she told me she somehow lost $3,000 between when I met her and when.
That almost sounds like an accusation.
No, and I said, is this an accusation? And she goes, no, this isn't about you.
Oh my God, to Martha. Let's call her Martha. No, that's not her name, but she's Martha in our hearts. Wow. Okay. Would love more Martha. So we got to keep our fingers crossed and keep our eyes peeled to the island.
Yeah. Let's
look to the western sky.
Get some boots on the ground.
Yeah. Let's call Christy, the tour guide. She's from there. She'll keep an eye out for them.
I'm sure we know somebody going to Martha's Vineyard this some.
Maybe Mel?
Yeah.
Yeah. She has connections. She has ties.
I know this guy, Tyler, whose family has a house out there.
All right. Now we gotta hit up all these people. Yeah. Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And then finally, we're going to do like a little double dosage of Orange County, which I got to say, it was kind of a great pairing of episodes because we're on vacation for most of it.
Yeah. Right? And also it's good to have two oranges, a lot of vitamin C.
Important.
Yeah.
Like the pirates were like begging for oranges. They're like, I'm going to get scurvy. Please give me an orange.
I always forget that that's like what scurvy is about.
It is.
I get scurvy confused with something else.
You need your vitamin C. That's what.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. You think scabies?
No. Oh. Had those back in the day. it'll come to me. We can move on.
Okay. Let's paint with a broad stroke, I would say. Probably the easiest one first, too, is Emily. Now, I loved Emily being like, oh no, I gotta video call these women.
Yeah, of course.
To inform them that I have COVID.
Yeah.
And so that I can be paid for this
episode. I need to be vaguely seen on FaceTime.
Well, they played like her actual like MP4 file.
Yeah, but the next episode, she's like on FaceTime with Gina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not knowing whether or not her solo scene would be slotted in.
Exactly.
The Annabelle model journey that we're on.
Which, this is an interesting journey.
Mm.
The thing about Emily is like, she's always telling us in confessionals, like how crazy Annabelle is. And then we get like, like the proof and it's like, Annabelle has a hose.
She's a great...
It's very much that meme of the girl in the grocery store with that bag on her head.
Oh my God. Annabelle, like that could be her, like that could be her first editorial, like recreating like the girl in the grocery store with the bag. Ay, ay, ay. No, I would have enjoyed Emily on this trip, but like her absence isn't feeling like those early COVID seasons where like people were missing and we were like fighting for our lives, yeah, trying to like have a conversation. It feels like we have all hands on deck.
Yeah, it feels fine. And like we're learning that Shane used to host like a late night talk show in like college or something. Mm. And Emily's like, how am I learning this for the first time? And he's like, you actually just never listened to me.
Oh my God. They only G-chat, famously, like the way they got engaged.
Oh, and that's how you and Alex tell each other you're heating your lunch.
I'm heating. yeah, that's how we communicate. So let's discuss before we leave for Montana. We have Tamara and Taylor giggling over an I am BD.
I am BD.
You, oh my God, you literally are BD.
Yeah.
Wow. The proof is in the pudding. We're both laughing.
I mean, like, it's Tamara is doing a great little job of digging herself into a hole. I mean, like, she's playing the game correctly right now, but obviously everything's going to come to bite her at the reunion.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, though, how central Taylor is early season that she did not end up with an orange.
I know.
I mean, there is a slight timid timidness
mm-hmm.
about her. But like, I don't think that's enough reason to like take the orange away.
Yeah. And I thought like we weren't ever going to like see her husband, but he's been in scenes. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, we also learn more about Taylor than we did on her journey on Beverly Hills. Okay. So this was another thing of like the P-Town haze of like learning information and news coming out. So when Taylor made the announcement on the show that she's bisexual, I was like, okay. But then like it knocked me off my socks to learn that she was in a like a five-year
relationship
prior to
Russell,
which would have been prior to Beverly Hills airing. And like this just never came up at all.
Well, Beverly Hills, she was trying to present this life that she didn't actually live or have. I mean, like, if you think about her back then and how wild it was that she named Adrienne Maloof as Kennedy's godmother. And Adrienne was like, Adrienne's like, she's just like a friend I get coffee with every once in a while. Like, we're not close.
Yeah. I don't know, but like, to get coffee with someone like in your adult life, like is kind like if
no, they were getting coffee like after they dropped their kids off at school.
But like, okay, so then, how does she become a godmother? Like, we're already in school, and then you thus become godmother.
Yeah, did you not remember these reunions this was kind of sussed out?
Maybe like it wasn't sussed out to the degree like that I really needed it to be.
Well, it was really fishy.
Okay. Yeah, so we're seeing a new side of Taylor.
Yeah.
And we're getting her on the other side of Heather Dubrow.
Which this is such a fun rivalry.
So I think we both watched this clip before watching the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of felt like one of those monologues that they'll like do when people are auditioning for something.
Yeah.
In college theater or something.
Like auditioning for the reboot of Malibu Country.
Like the Heather Dubrow tearing Taylor Armstrong down monologue is like some of her finest work.
Just like,
she's like, that is you. And what I am is like a mother who took time for her career, about her family. I'm just like saying random words, but like the energy is there.
It just was like incredible. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Just like to be on vacation when that's happening, to like not be able to like see it in its full context. I just like really couldn't handle it. It was the line that I wanted to read.
Oh, okay. Please, the line reading.
For you to sit with Tamara and talk about my IMDb.
Oh my God.
I need that on a t-shirt.
IMDb, like free promo this episode, really. Yeah. So that was like the tail end of that. I guess the other stuff that's kind of like we're dancing around is Tamara and Shannon. It feels like we're like petering towards a
full reconciliation.
It's a little anticlimactic knowing like where we will eventually end up, which we will get to later this episode.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it is fun watching Tamara lip sync for her life to like try to get back in Shannon's good graces.
Which is interesting that is she doing that because like, not that Shannon has seniority, but like she's the one who's consistently a housewife right now, and Tamara's trying to like claw her way back in.
Maybe. I think also maybe Tamara's being kind of calculated because she sees that Shannon and Heather are in a good place. So she's playing producer girly and she's like, let's pull that away a little bit. And Heather can sense it.
Yeah. I gotta say, both Tamara and Heather, and to a much less degree, Shannon, are like fun to watch them trying to produce the show.
Yeah.
Where like sometimes that could be a turnoff watching someone try to produce.
Mm-hmm.
But like Tamara's like the best in the biz, really, when it comes to producing the show.
Yeah. And also the three of them, there's something about like the three of them and like being in that house with the three of them that is just like fun to watch.
Yeah.
Just because they all are like three completely different people.
Sure, 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 sure.
And I don't know. When they're having fun together, I'm enjoying myself.
I mean, Shannon, they're like, oh, my the kid sitter didn't show up. I'm like having to run off and like do the whole like, it's like annoying, but it's good. Like the dressing up as the little like bar wench or whatever she is supposed to be.
It also like ended up in like an interesting conversation where they're like then speculating about her relationship because
why
wouldn't he just be
there? Which is kind of like teeing up.
Yeah.
Because we do know that John and Shannon split like right at the end of filming.
But word on the street is that they are spending more and more time together recently.
Okay. Also, I feel like we got like, I don't know if it was these two episodes or maybe a prior episode, like a lens into their relationship that I did not pick up on all these years they've been on, which isn't that many years. I feel like it might be COVID on maybe.
Yeah.
Like that they just get super drunk together.
And fight.
And fight. Like that's just the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't think we knew that prior to the season.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Gina is just like scuttling about being triggered.
Here's the thing. You need to stop, Gina. It's like it's bad.
Here's the thing. It'd be one thing if like we were fresh off of you and Matt's. Is Matt the ex? What's the name of the new one? Matt?
Travis.
Okay. They both have Matt energy to them.
Yeah.
No offense to Matt's listening. But it'd be one thing if like we're fresh off the heels.
Mm-hmm.
But like you are like Brady Bunching with this man over here. Like enough.
Yeah. It's just like also we hear about people cheating all day, every day.
Yeah.
Like, are you triggered when you see it on TV? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I guess, like, she doesn't want to be, like, associated with the quote-unquote cheater, but, like, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, and then there was, like, the other interesting thing, Gina-related, which was kind of handled pre-trip, was that Gina is helping Matt try to get his
record cleared,
felony convictions cleared, which obviously has to do with like, okay, it's harder for him to provide child support with felony convictions and like how that could limit you in the workplace.
Exactly. And just like now he's fully on the show, like when he wasn't allowed to be on the show when she first joined. It's wild.
And then he didn't want to be on the show and now he wants to be on the show.
Or has to be on the show.
Sure, you know? Yeah, that's interesting.
Weren't we saying, like, why not have his new girl...
The Kelly Dodd look
on
like.
The show, yes.
Yeah.
Jen is a good addition.
Jen is fantastic.
She's a great addition, and it's just like, I really want to know. Did she realize that her friend
Tamra
was gonna welcome her to the show and then fully just throw her under that bus?
So okay, listen, I love Tamra as like the character, but like, can you imagine like they've been on real life, not for the show, vacations together?
Yeah.
And now Tamra is saying on screen, never pulled this girl to the side and said anything, that Ryan came into the gym and said to somebody, I'm going to fuck her in relation to Tamra. And you are announcing this on this woman's first foray into the spotlight.
It's truly wild. But like, that's who Tamra is. I mean, like, she, listening to her on the Two T's podcast, she doesn't care about doing anything as long as it's furthering her goals, her career, her yada yada. Mm. So if she needs to get into a public feud on her podcast with Teresa Giudice, who seemingly she had a good relationship with at some point.
But I mean, that's like nothing.
No, that's nothing. But it's also like she'll do it just to do it, and she'll keep on digging because she knows the headlines and all of that, and it helps her.
You gotta hand it to her.
You gotta hand
one
it
of the
to
best
her.
In the biz. Yeah. There was that with Jen. And then there's like the thing of, with Jen of like, oh, Ryan cheats nonstop. Like if it's like, if there's one thing about Ryan, he's going to cheat. And then like, we learn that he cheated on her, but they were on a break or something.
They
were Ross and Racheling it, which speaking of Rachel, quick side note. There, that one character on Roni Reboot.
Aaron.
Given Rachel up and down from tip to tail. Right? Like me and Alex like scream that every time she's on the screen.
Especially in that first scene that they kind of teased when they're fighting about cheese. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very Rachel.
Very Rachelian.
She wasn't on my radar at all until that
scene.
And I'm like, okay.
She's definitely on the radar now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to OC. One thing I wanted to touch on was on this trip, Shannon is kind of like on the outskirts a little bit, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like she's making people breakfast when she's extremely hungover, yada, yada. She's doing some fun scene work, but her making Taylor be her fucking personal assistant to try to get her belt off when she had to go pee. And Taylor's still trying to talk to her about the infidelity stuff.
Yeah.
Wild.
There's just like an energy about Shannon that's just so, it's like not quite mopey, but there's like a mopeness to it.
There's a mopeness to it that's like, but it's like, I usually hate mopey people.
Okay.
But like, she's fun to watch.
It fits her.
Yeah.
It's like the right size on her. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, Orange County.
I mean,
a return to form one.
Like Andy finally was right.
He wasn't lying. I'm not joking, bitch. Yeah. Okay. Is that it for Orange County? Anything else you want to touch on?
I mean, it's just like great. I like them in their little cowboy hats.
Great television.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do we know where we're going? Like later.
I think we're going to we're returning to Mexico.
Oh, of course. That's right. Yes. Vicky's there. Of course. Makes sense.
Which that's, I guess, where we should be with them.
Well, you know, like, I would be disappointed if we were only going to Mexico, but I love, like, a Montana-Mexico dichotomy.
Yeah. You know? I mean, like, some people vacation in the same place every year.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't complaining about the Berkshires. We were begging for the Berkshires.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap this up with a Freak of the Week and the One True Queen.
Who is our Freak of the Week?
Okay. So this was another thing that, while we were away, like, hit us off our
socks. You keep on saying
knock
us off our socks, but it should be out of our socks.
I don't even know. We were on the floor from this. Clips on TikTok of the Tres Amigos opening night of their Tres Amigos Take the World tour. And like, obviously,
is it a tour or just one event?
Oh, I feel like it might be more than one.
I think it's just one event at the Irving Improv.
Very interesting. Okay, because like it feels like a lot of effort was put into this one event.
Yeah.
Now it's one thing like the Tres Amigas, not the best name for these three white women, and then for us to like really lean into this concept, the three of them wearing sombreros to a unholy Sam Smith, Kim Petras remix, reworded lyrically about the Tres Amigas, was a sight to behold.
Not just like sombreros, like full blown looks.
Yeah.
It like actually reminded me of, I think Valentina from Drag Race wore this look down the runway.
Okay.
One year.
Yeah.
But it's like,
but like that's her culture.
Yeah. That's her culture. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny that like they've worn sombreros on Orange County before. And I'm sure we and other people are like, why are you doing this? But like That's not a note that sticks.
Yeah.
Right? It's instead like, no, let's do full costume instead, right?
It's wild.
Yeah. So those are the Tres Amigos, the freaks of the week. Our one true queen.
So this was another...
another thing that hit us.
This is another thing that hit us when we were on vacation. This one actually, like, I felt like I was dreaming. And you've all seen this video, so it is what it is. But we wanted to give our take.
Bears repeating.
Kamala Harris running up to the Stonewall Inn, greeting Andy Cohen, and then him playing Padam Padam by Kylie Minogue.
But it was like, it was just like, oh, I need to play this for you. Like, like, how did this scripted moment occur?
And she was like, I like the beat.
I like the beat.
And so that's one thing. If Andy had just put it out, I'd be like, huh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
But then the fucking VP office and the official POTUS, like, social media accounts put this out with a whole video about the visit to Stonewall. But it did start with Padam Padam. And as two people who are in Provincetown for a week at this time in the moment, the Padams are hitting you from all sides.
Oh, my God. It's like, if we're ending a set, it's ending with Padam Padam. Yeah. Like, you're walking down the street, a Padam Padam will hit you in the head.
Yeah, some
like,
people are greeting each other with Padam Padam.
It just really was the right time, right place for us. Wow. Fun being back in the chair. And obviously, we mentioned earlier, our Patreon pre-show, we talked about plenty of stuff going on in the news. The Bear, the other two, Threads, our trip to Provincetown.
And just like that.
This episode's over. Yeah. So, head on over to comethroughqueen.com. Links to Patreon, of course, links to Twitter, RAP, links to Instagram, which I think is like, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump to the thread at this point, right? So like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, thread.
Oh,
see you next week.
Love us, please re-thread.
Bye.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.